This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want right here toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype on into the show at username lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian here.
Chris.
And Mark.
Chris Cantwell joining us from ChristopherCantwell.com. We can talk more about that here in a little bit. There's lots of stuff in the news, including an update on the young lady who was, she was arrested for buying water, if I'm recalling correctly, at some sort of a convenience store. I don't know if it was a liquor store or where she was, but she was at some sort of convenience location coming out with water, and some kind of cop, undercover cop, I believe, confronted her.
The ABC police.
Alcoholic Beverage Commission is usually what that stands for in most states.
Something like that, yes.
And sort of like in the situation, remember where the rapper had the Arnold Palmer, the lemonade and iced tea mixed together, and the cop was out in the parking lot there, too, just accosting him, demanding that he hand it over for a search. I imagine this was somewhat similar, but apparently in the case with the college girl, the cop at some point jumped up on her car hood or something ridiculous. Like that.
And the claim is that they pointed a gun at her, too.
Right. Because so. She might have wanted to leave because this crazy man was jumping on her car hood.
I think they were plain clothes, too.
That's what I'm saying. So he was an undercover agent.
There's a group of people that surround her, jump on her car, and point guns at her. And then they're upset that this woman is like, ah!
You know? Like, right.
For water, well, you know, we gotta have that water pretty strictly controlled. You know?
This is a free country, my friend. I mean, you freedom ain't free.
You can't just be walking around with bottles of water. You need to show where those water bottles came from. Do you have a receipt for those? Did you show your identification?
Yeah, this is a perfect example of how giving a badge to somebody can turn them into an insane person.
Well, now, wait a minute. He was just trying to protect this young lady. I mean, she might have been under the age of 21, and we all know that people under the age of 21 cannot drink anything at all. It's the worst possible thing that could happen, and we need to have men with guns out there to teach these kids the hard lessons in life.
Well, there was that petition to ban dihydrogen monoxide, and I think that this is important to keep in mind, that water kills a lot of people. It's a terribly dangerous substance, and
it's probably right under alcohol. I mean, you know, alcohol is very dangerous. Water, probably right underneath that. Water may kill more people than alcohol. It actually would be interesting to see, you know, with drownings and all the other water-related deaths.
Right. It's one thing when they're drinking it, but when the kids start snorting it, guys, I mean, it just really goes downhill very fast.
So what's the latest on this case, Mark? Because it's not a funny story what happened to this poor girl.
It's hilarious is what it is, but I mean,
luckily she walked away, so it's fun. It's easier to laugh at this than, let's say, the cop had put 3 bullet holes in her chest.
Right, I mean,
for trying to escape. Escaping felon rule, it's okay to shoot, apparently, by their rules. If the cop believes the person is a felon and is just trying to escape, then they can just shoot him in the back.
Front, whatever. Yeah.
No problem.
The state of Virginia will spend $212,500 in taxpayer funds to settle a $40 million lawsuit filed by Elizabeth Daly, the University of Virginia student who spent a night and much of the next day in jail after 7 cunningly plainclothed agents from the Alcohol Beverage Control Division ambushed her for the crime of purchasing bottled water. Attorneys for Daly reached the settlement agreement with lawyers with the Virginia Attorney General late Wednesday. Daly's attorneys filed her complaint in March. The 12 counts include constitutional rights violations, the use of excessive force. The defendants in the case are the state and the 7 agents from the state's ABC agency. The incident happened last June after
Daly...
Who
are all probably still employed gainfully.
No, I'm sure.
Yeah.
This is the thing, is that it's the taxpayers of Virginia that are going to pay this, and not these nimrods, these people that thought that it was a good idea to run around and, you know, just yell at or point guns or whatever it is that they did. I mean, how could anybody be expected to take them seriously?
Well, it's pretty sure it's the pointing of the guns that makes people take them seriously, unfortunately.
They're lucky that this lady didn't, conceal carry and shoot them.
Yeah. It's, is there a background to this? There's got to be some sort of semblance of attempt to reason here, right? Like, they're not just like, hey, you came out of Price Chopper with a case of water, so here's our guns, right? I mean, do they sell water in the liquor store and she's not coming out? Like,
do we know what the location was? Does it go back into the detail in that story at all?
I don't remember that, but it doesn't, let me read it right here. It's right here.
What was the girl's name again?
Her name is Daly.
Elizabeth, right?
Elizabeth Daly, that sounds right. So it says that her then 20 and two of her friends purchased a sky blue carton of LaCroix sparkling water.
Oh, that sounds fancy. So I bet it looked like one of those. I'm just going to guess, you know, if you've been to the bottled water section, there's always the $5 or like $3 bottles that come in glass bottles just because, you know,
designer
it's not
drugs.
Bad enough, right. It's not bad enough to just throw a bunch of plastic bottles everywhere. We're just going to go ahead and take even more weight and unnecessary packaging because this water is special. And it kind of looks like it could be in an alcoholic
well,
bottle.
It's in, it's in a can.
Really?
Yeah, LaCroix water comes in a can. And
even more bizarre. Who buys canned water? The only place I've ever seen canned water is on an airplane, and that has to do with the pressure differentials of the, the airline, as I understand it, the airline taking off and coming down.
You think it has anything
storage.
To do with the cookie dough ice cream? No? Okay.
No, I don't think so.
They're at a local supermarket. Sometimes supermarkets will have liquor stores attached directly to them, depending on the state and the laws.
Not Virginia, I don't think. I've been to their ABC stores.
The seven agents sprung aggressively into action, suspecting that the student was carrying a 12-pack of beer.
Uh-huh.
Police admitted that a high-strung agent vaulted onto the hood of Daly's Trailblazer. Not the shortest vehicle out there, either. She contends that one of them also drew a gun. Daly, along with two roommates who were in the car, did what reasonable unarmed people usually do when violently pounced on by seven people. They tried to get away. They were showing unidentifiable badges after they approached us, but we became frightened as they were not in anything close to a uniform. She wrote in her account, I couldn't put my windows down unless I started my car. When I started my car, they began yelling not to move the car, not to start the car. They began trying to break the windows.
Oh, my God.
My roommates and I were terrified.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
According to the court records obtained by the Charlottesville paper, Daly grazed two agents with her vehicle. At this time, the records state that the unidentified passenger in the front
seat... This is all worth it to put a stop to teenage drinking.
Well, I think that let's not forget that this is illegal. They had no right to search this woman.
That's certainly true.
Well, and of course, if this was a situation where they actually were coming out of the store with a 12-pack of beer, like, that wouldn't actually make the situation any better, right? But sort of acknowledge that if you walk out of a store with a 12-case of beer and a bunch of guys with guns hop up on the hood of your car and start trying to break your windows,
terrifying.
This is pretty bad even then. And then you're like, wait a second, it was sparkling water. And the story just becomes even sicker.
Yeah. And she's crazy. 20. It's not like this is a 12-year-old. Wandering around with a 12-pack of beer. This is a 20-year-old.
Well, it would have been interesting to see what would have happened to a 12-year-old walking out with a 12-pack of something in their hands. I mean, I don't know if the cops would have responded in the same way to a 12-year-old.
This was a robbery. Is all this was. This was an attempted robbery, and if she would have squirted
them... I don't know if it's a robbery. I mean, usually if the cops are going to steal alcohol, they're going to steal alcohol. They wouldn't have wanted a 12-pack of water.
Well, maybe they had been drinking alcohol all night, and they were dry-mouthed, and then they wanted to steal some water, to sober up, get over into a hangover
cops.
In the morning.
What you're missing here, Ian, is these are not cops. These are people wearing plain clothes.
Yeah.
Who are like, let me see what you got in the bag, honey. That's what thieves do. They say, hey, what's in the bag?
I get where you're coming
from. None of your damn business. You couldn't be closer. I'm going to run you over with my car.
To them, they're always cops, right? Like, when they're in the plain clothes, they still have the power of authority coursing through their veins.
They're imbued with the magic of the tin that hangs on their chest. I understand.
They actually have it in their heads that they are a higher form of cop, right? Mm. They've actually, worked their way through the system
the
to
uniform,
become
yeah,
like you know, this, yeah, I'm a plain clothes cop, which means that I was an extra special jerk on the highways for all these years that I've been on the system, that they actually let me wear my regular clothes to work and assault people in supermarket parking lots.
Yeah, they've graduated from being a highwayman to basically someone who uses deception 24 hours a day on the job. I mean, that's usually what an undercover officer is doing. They're deceiving people in order to try to get them arrested for things.
I imagine their marriages are working out wonderfully.
Even more of a scummy thing to do. 855-450-FREE. You take control here on Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weak every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dry foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Watch out when you're leaving the store with that canned water. Apparently, some police officers tend to take that real serious. Like, we're talking about the lady who has now received over $200,000 in settlement. Now, of course, we don't know how much of that's going to her attorneys, so let's just say $80,000 in settlement. Either way, that is going to help her pay with whatever remains on her college tuition. So,
buy a lot of water.
Yeah, it'll certainly buy a lot of ice cream and water, which was allegedly what she was leaving the store with on the night in question when a police officer, or more than one, it seemed like one was the real issue, where he jumped up on the hood of the car. Apparently at least one of them drew firearms and pointed them at her. Very scary situation. Of course, what's actually going to happen to the police in this particular case?
Nada.
They're going to get maybe a memo or a stern talking to at worst, and at best they'll probably end up getting promotions, because in a lot of cases when the police behave poorly, we end up seeing that after the internal investigation they're cleared of wrongdoing and given promotions. In this case,
well, the promotions are a butt covering for the department. I mean, well, these are exemplary officers that have had one incident in, you know, police.
Hey, we're going to continue. Your thoughts are certainly welcome here at 855-450-FREE. She's in college. A lot of college students have issues with the police. The police are targeting young people, and they love to target college students because they know that they can write tickets and they can cash in from mommy and daddy who are going to come and bail
their kids out. But that's not what happened in this circumstance. This is not a woman with problems with the police.
It sounds like she's got problems with the police.
Okay, well, I'll be happy to finish up the story with you and see whether you continue to hold on to that.
FreedomsPhoenix.com, that's where you can uncover the secrets and expose the lies. The readers at FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. And, of course, that's what we're covering right now here on Free Talk Live. But go to freedomsphoenix.com, sign up for their free daily dispatch. So you were saying this lady, this college girl, 20 years old, she had walked out of the store. She had some ice cream. She had some La Croix. Apparently this is a brand of canned water, which I didn't know you could buy that in the stores. So
it has extra aluminum.
Yeah. So what are you saying? She didn't have issues with the police?
Well, let me finish the story, because I think this is very important.
Okay. So coming from where? Source?
This is dailycaller.com. Daily grazed is the terminology here. Two agents with her vehicle, and they'll always say that. This is a reason to shoot somebody. Oh, the car, bumped my clothing as it went by. Yeah. I was assaulted. I may now shoot anyone in the vehicle. We've, seen things like that in the past.
Sure. They don't even have to be touched by it. They can just say they were afraid for their life.
It's true. Grazed two agents with her vehicle. At this time, the record states the unidentified passenger in the front seat of her SUV was yelling, "Go, go, go!" and simultaneously jumping into the back seat. Once the three students managed to make it out of the parking lot, they called 911.
Right, because at this point they thought they were being robbed. These were undercover
agents.
That's
exactly right. This isn't a person with a problem with the police. This is a person who is being robbed by a bunch of crazy people jumping in her car, brandishing weapons.
But the police happen to be the crazy people jumping in her car, brandishing weapons.
That's the problem with the police. The average criminal would not have wanted to knock this girl over for a pack of water that she was carrying out of the store. I mean, even the average criminal is probably smart enough to know the difference between a 12-pack of Budweiser and a 12-pack of LaCroix.
The Bloods and the Crips very rarely go after 20-year-olds with fancy sparkling water.
This is when they do, they know what they're doing. These nimrods didn't understand was that a few college students wouldn't know what a bunch of plainclothes individuals with guns were all about. They expected you to just stop.
Mm-hmm.
And these kids thought they were being robbed. These people are unqualified to wear a badge. If anybody in the world is qualified to wear a badge, these nimrods, these morons, these mouth-breathing dullards are not them.
No,
they
should be
kicked off the force and put in garbage detail.
I think they're acting like cops. I think they're doing what cops do, that they assault and harass innocent people, and this is exactly what we're supposed to expect.
Look, Mark, this is a problem that college students everywhere have to deal with. It may not be with undercover officers, but police in general, both undercover and overtly uniformed police, pick on college students. I've seen it happen again and again. Let's go to Joel, listening in Raleigh, to Talk Radio 850. Hey, Joel. Do we have Joel in Raleigh? Joel in Raleigh going on? There you are. We got you. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, you're on the air.
All righty. I just think this is a problem overall with the police forces in our country for the last pretty 20 years or so. And what bothers me is just not their audacity to usurp individual rights, constitutionally protected rights, but that the military forces are becoming militarized in their equipment, in their tactics. And again, I retired from the military, and a lot of the things that I saw fighting weapons, armored vehicles that I saw fighting in Iraq are now on the streets of America in the larger municipalities, courtesy of the police force. And that should scare every citizen of this nation.
And I'm not saying that that's not a concern, but it doesn't sound to me like this was like a militarized thing, right? These are their regular weapons, their handguns. These are just average plainclothes cops pulling guns on college kids. And which part of the Constitution says that you have a constitutionally protected right to buy, like, expensive sparkling water in a can? It's not – this is exactly – like, this is what drives me crazy about, you know, some of the discussion of police, like we're supposed to keep them accountable or hold them to the law or something like that. This is exactly what I expect police to do, unfortunately. And I don't, and if we're talking about constitutions, what part of the Constitution says you have a right to carry water?
Oh, Lord. That's, well, okay. My point is simply this. It's just it's just systemic of the problem growing with the police at large.
Yeah. No, that much is true. The attitude of the police is it's changed over the years. I mean, like the old-timers, if you talk to the old-timers, for instance, they'll have a different – a lot of them will have kind of a different, more easygoing attitude than some of the younger noobs, the badge heavies coming in. We had a former police trainer actually come on the show with us. He came and met us in real life as well. I think he came to the New Hampshire Liberty Forum a few years back. Anyway, this guy was like – he was the real deal. I mean, he looked like a police trainer. He had the expertise of a police trainer. And he said that he had to leave the business because he couldn't stand dealing with the recruits these days. He said that in the, you know, 2 decades or so that he'd been doing police training, he'd seen a marked decline in the quality of the person that was applying for these roles. And he ultimately said that at his end, when he was leaving the profession, that maybe 10 to 15% of each class that he would teach was, in his mind, the right stuff for policing, that the rest of them were a bunch of thugs and wannabe thugs.
But when was this not the case? I mean, we're talking about something happening in the last, like, 20 or 30 years. I mean, think about alcohol prohibition. I mean, there was absolute lunacy, brutality going on with the police forces. You know, just look at the Untouchables, right?
There's an argument to say that it's gotten worse, though, over time. I mean, I'm not saying it hasn't been that the police have, you know, the police have never been violent in the past, but certainly there have been, there was in the past the idea of peace officer. That idea is gone now for the most part. It's been replaced with the idea of a law enforcement officer. The difference between the old stories you hear about a police officer picking somebody up who was drunk and taking them home as opposed to taking them to jail. So it's certainly true that over time, I think that Joel is right and that the police have become more callous, less humane, and more dangerous and more militarized. Thank you, Joel, for the call tonight. The toll for, and that's what happens. They're a monopoly, right? So you don't have the choice to go anywhere else. So if they just keep getting worse, well, you can complain about it. But what else? 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Well, there's always Cop Block. In fact, I was on RT. I'll tell you about it. Come up.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Coming up, 10 things that sucked about growing up a Jehovah's Witness. And we've got Chris Cantwell with us, who is famously known as an atheist. It should be interesting to get the atheist perspective on growing up as a Jehovah's Witness. Chris, did you grow up in any kind of religion at all?
Oh, man. I grew up the son of an IRS agent and a Catholic. So
the religion of the state and then Catholicism.
Yeah, my father was an IRS agent. My mother was I don't know if I want to say devout Catholic, but you know, but when I was younger, we used to go to church on a very regular basis. I went to religion class. Like I didn't go to Catholic school, but after my state schooling, then on Sundays or whatever, I'd have to go to religion class, and that was
like many atheists. You're inculcated with some of this information. You know about
and bitter
religion.
Yeah, I probably understand the Bible better than most Christians and Catholicism better than most Catholics.
Generally,
yeah.
A true statement for many atheists, I think, they are more knowledgeable about various religions than the religious themselves. So we'll come back into that topic here. Also, your calls are coming up. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And by the way, if you need focus and are feeling fatigued and trying to get the extra edge when it counts, look into modafinil from modup.net. Studies show 1 in 5 students use this cognitive enhancer, offering multiple benefits, including a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall, so you can get things done. Businessmen are also talking about modafinil around the world. Modup.net is where some of them get it, and that is making the difference in their work, giving them the critical edge that they need. Now, the people that aren't getting their modafinil, Raffanil from modup.net, they're probably paying way too much because there's a brand name out there. And they're not selling the brand name at modup.net, but that doesn't mean they're cutting quality. In fact, they have the highest potency. That's why they're the number one sponsor of Reddit's third-party nootropic testing project. So if you have already known about modafinil and you don't know about modup.net, go and check them out. You'll find amazing prices over at modup.net. Now, remember, Free Talk Live is an international radio show, and modup.net ships worldwide. It's your responsibility to know if local prescription requirements and laws apply. Modup.net is also a supporter of the Bitcoin community. In fact, if you pay with Bitcoin, you get a 33% discount. Plus, use code FTL, and you'll get 10 free tablets with your order. So again, code FTL for modafinil over at modup, modup.net. As we go right back into your phone calls and thoughts, Bernice is listening in Grand Rapids online. Hey, Bernice.
Oh, hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go for it.
Oh, okay. Either way, my 31-year-old son is a ward of the state. He became a ward when he was 19. This is back in 2002. Anyway, he's been in seven different group homes since 2002. I don't think the guardian has him in the right home. You see, he has been in mental hospitals more than once. And the last time he got out of mental hospital was back in 2002. This one, he was 19. And, Christopher was on our insurance during that time, and, this was before he became a ward of the state. He was on our insurance, and we also had him on Medicaid. They needed our insurance, to pay for the hospital bill. So they did get him a guardian, but they let her be temporary because they needed us, to sign him into the hospital for our insurance to pay for most of the bill. And Medicaid will pick up the rest.
Mm-hmm.
But after he got out of the hospital, he got a full-time state-appointed guardian. And they moved him to a home in Grand Rapids called Ridgeway. This home was supposed to be for people who have a mental illness. But he wasn't in the home long because I think he said something to a guy in the home, a guy that worked at the home.
He did something?
I think he said something and did something to a guy that lived in the home. And
no, I'm sorry. I might have missed it where you said it. What was the reason that he was taken by the state as a ward?
They said my husband and I, we used to be his guardian, and they said we were a hindrance to his mental health needs and physical needs.
If you don't want to say it, that's okay. But do we have an idea as to does he have a diagnosis or something to that effect?
Oh, well, when he was 13, he started doing strange things, and he said he hear voices and he see things.
Mm.
And so we took him to see a psychiatrist, and the psychiatrist thought he had schizophrenia. And then we took him to the University of Michigan to be evaluated, and she thought he had a psychotic disorder. And he got evaluated by other doctors who thought he might have schizophrenia or a psychotic disorder.
And so they took him out of your guardianship at some point and made him a ward of the state.
At what age was he taken?
You said 19, right?
Yeah, 19, uh-huh. They said we was a hindrance to his mental health needs, his physical needs.
Oh, because, of course, the state is not going to be a hindrance to anybody's mental health.
So now they've had him in their clutches since he was 19. He's now 31?
Yeah, let me finish telling you. That wasn't true because we took good care of Christopher. He had doctors, and we took him to his appointments. Also, we had him on our insurance, and he was on Medicaid. And
you know what? Maybe what you were a hindrance to was the fact that you were taking care of him meant that the state wasn't taking care of him, thereby hindering the fact that they could collect more money on their budget. Because usually these government programs for every victim that's in their program, they're getting, you know, $40,000, $20,000, whatever arbitrary amount of money in on their budget. So maybe you were hindering their budgetary goals for the next year.
Yeah, this might be the first time I've heard about it happening to a person of your son's age. But I mean, this happens with children clearly all the time. That, you know, the state comes in and through CPS or DCF or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, the local child trafficking ring is in your jurisdiction. Mm-hmm. I mean, come in and take children away from parents. This is just what's unusual here to me. It sounds like is the age of the person in question.
Oh yeah, but like I said, we had him on our insurance. He was on our insurance and Medicaid, but our insurance.
Oh, I think you're making a fine argument for keeping the young man. It's just that the police, you know, they can do whatever they want to do, or the whichever agency it is, the mental health agency.
So let me ask you this, Bernice. What do you think Christopher's illness, if any at all, is? Do you think that these are accurate diagnoses, that he might be psychotic?
I have to go back some. They did want him tested for special ed when he was in the fourth grade, but they said he did well on most of those tests, so he didn't qualify.
Okay.
And then when he got in the sixth grade, I think this was in the sixth or seventh grade, he started doing strange things, and he said he would hear voices and he'd see things. So then they put him in special ed when he was 13 or 14. And
do you think there was something to that diagnosis, that, you know, that he really was seeing things and hearing voices, and were those voices driving him to do dangerous things like kill animals, torture animals? I mean, what were...
No, he wasn't killing anybody. He'll tell us that he see heads floating and he heard people talking to him and stuff like that.
Mm. Now, how about Christopher? How's he feeling? Because he's been in a ward of the state now for 12 years. What's his feedback to you? I assume you see him on a relatively regular basis. What's his feedback to you? What's he say?
Well, he don't say too much about it. When he first went into the system, he wanted to come home, but I told him he couldn't come home.
I bet they've medicated him real good since then. He's probably so doped up, he can't even talk straight. I wish you the best, Bernice. Thanks for sharing your story tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I mean, the best thing you can say is, whatever the problem is with your kids, don't turn them over to the state. Don't call the state for help. They're not going to likely help you. Sean is in Raleigh. You're listening to Talk Radio 850. Hey, Sean.
Hey, how you doing? Real quick, I just want to say that I live in Wake County, and you have the Wake County Police Department, you have the Sheriff's Department, you have Capitol Police, you got TSA, you got the State Police. But driving down the road the other day, I saw a real nice SUV that had something on the side that said the NOVA Agency. Well, I was so intrigued by it, I looked it up. It's a private.
Well, hold on. Tell me the rest of the moment. I'm curious about this. So hang on, Sean. We'll bring it back here in just a moment. More with Sean and Raleigh. Your call's welcome. 855-450-FREE. What's NOVA?
Crashed, The Death of the Dollar. It's a hot new novel that has a lot of people talking. It explores what our government's reaction to a U.S. currency collapse would be. And when the government nationalizes all supply chains in an effort to keep order, the sentiment voiced towards such a tyranny is, we're not picking the fight. The government already did that. We'll just be fighting back for a change. This is a great book, but don't take my word for it. Look at the reviews on Amazon. Bernie says, Crashed is a really terrifying trip. It is thought-provoking. It makes you wonder, what if? Could this happen? Gary Jones adds, this is an excellent book. It is also a little scary because it could very well be true. I hope it's fiction, and Julia Moffat calls it a gripping read and the most exciting, insightful book this year. Crash is a fast-paced read that has two-thirds of its Amazon reviewers calling for a sequel. This book is totally worth your time. It's well-researched, liberty-oriented, realistic, gripping, and gritty. Do yourself a favor and don't miss this one. Get your copy at Amazon. Crashed, The Death of the Dollar by William Cooper.
I didn't believe it. Neither did I. No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home. My thoughts exactly. Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits? Not possible. Great minds think alike. Until I tried No-No Pro. Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No? Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line. We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No? Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time. Perfect for any skin type. Try it. No hair, no pain, no time
time-consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no-no.
For a limited time, you can try no-no for a risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a no-no.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you would like right here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The police have botched it up yet again. There's breaking news out of Evansville, Indiana, where an 68-year-old woman has had her home raided. We'll tell you what that was about here in a few moments, and you can bring up anything that you want, plus the Jehovah's Witness story that we have, 10 things that really sucked about growing up Jehovah's Witness, and you can share your thoughts with us on anything you want. Toll-free number, again, brought to you by ProXPN, is 855-450-FREE.
Do you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty? Do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. You can reach thousands of people a month with a bumper sticker. And you know the people love to read them. Check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at libertystickers.com. I've got one on a couple of my different vehicles that I've got, and I love having them. One of them says Barack Obama's fired more cruise missiles than all of the Peace Prize winners combined.
And if you've ever gotten one of our Free Talk Live or LRN.FM bumper stickers, those are also produced
That's
by
true.
Liberty Stickers.
Yeah, and you can get those simply by sending a self-addressed stamped envelope.
That's true. Details about that are on promote.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to Sean in Raleigh, listening to Talk Radio 850. So, Sean, you barely had a moment before we had to run off to the break there, and you were telling us, kind of naming off the laundry list of policing agencies there in the Raleigh area, and you mentioned one that you hadn't seen before. Nova, yeah. Was it?
Called the Nova Agency. They got really nice SUVs with, law enforcement looking emblems on the door. So I looked them up, and it's a private police force that company that resides in Florida, that's been hired by Wake County, Orange County, and Durham County as an extra police force. And they have
as extra? You said they're extra?
Extra police force. Extra police force.
So who's in charge of them? Is it the sheriff?
No.
Who are they taking orders from?
Their boss, which is a private firm.
But they've been hired. They've been hired by your local police agency, apparently.
Wait, by the county or the police?
County.
The county hired them, not the police.
It's when I looked up, they're employed for Wake County, Orange County, and Durham County.
So they're taking orders from the county commissioners, not the county sheriff.
I have no idea. I have no idea who they answer to. I have no idea.
Because the sheriff, this can't be making the sheriff happy. I mean, the sheriff is going to want to increase his bureaucracy. A bureaucrat generally wants to have more bureaucrats underneath them. They want to have larger budgets. And if the county is hiring a private company to supplant some level or support the sheriff's, that's not increasing the sheriff's budget. That's not going to make him happy. So I wonder what kind of internal conflicts are happening as a result of this.
I wonder if maybe the budget was increased specifically for the purpose of hiring these people, right? That you're going to get a budget to hire your domestic Blackwater, if you will, that's going to come in here and do this, and this is some sort of kickback from political entities.
You know, it's all a good question. We got a Raleigh Police Department, and we have the Wake County Sheriff's Department. And on top of that, you got Capitol Police up in here, because Raleigh's a central for North Carolina.
Yeah.
And you got state police making their footnote. And we got a nice Air Force. You got TSA and Air Force Security. I mean, how many law enforcement agencies do you need in one county?
You must be
feeling very well protected.
There must be no crime there in Raleigh.
Just make sure you don't walk out of a store with a bottle of canned water. Right? I mean, a case of canned water or a bottle of canned water. That was.
So, good night, guys.
Hey, Sean, thanks for the call tonight. And if you find out anything else, by the way, about the Nova guys, let us know. Especially like how long they've been there for. I mean, is this a new thing? Has there been feedback? Are they more brutal or less brutal than their police counterparts? Are they more or less likely to harass college students for underage drinking? What kind of laws are they enforcing? Are they just doing ticketing, like for traffic stuff, or are they doing investigation of actual crimes with a victim? I'm curious.
As far as traffic stuff goes, I just don't I don't understand why the municipalities don't go for the speed cameras. They are significantly less costly than human beings. Human beings are extraordinarily expensive, especially ones that can claim to be in a hazardous line of duty. So you've got 401ks or pensions. You've got, of course, all the insurance. Now Obamacare kicked in, so there's that much more insurance that they're responsible for. You know, a gizmo on the side of the road that just clicks off license plates in the 49 states that allow license plate readers, unlike New Hampshire, they can just go ahead and give people tickets.
I'll tell you exactly why. It's because then people would obey the speed limit, and they don't want that because that would screw up the economy tragically. So, like, we have in New York, you can see on, like, the Long Island Expressway and at least the Northern State Parkway, there are these signs that say, this many minutes to this exit, right? And they'll tell you how many miles and how many minutes. And you'll actually see that the amount of minutes to the amount of miles actually would require you to break the speed limit, to break the law, right? And the way that they're calculating this is they're actually reading your Easy Pass. They have the they have these antennas on the highway. So theoretically, like they could
seen
start
those things in Florida.
Yeah, they could start sending you speeding tickets in the mail tomorrow if they wanted to, at least in New York. And they're choosing not to do that because they don't want you to obey the speed limit. What they want to do is, you know, catch you every once in a while and have there be some uncertainty to it. Whereas, you know, New York is notorious with the red light cameras. It's not as if they're doing this for, you know, some privacy concern.
Right.
They're doing it specifically because they want you to break the speed limit, because then you get to work and you make money and you do all the things that taxpayers do.
I had wondered that the last time I was down in Florida. We were driving down the interstate and I'm looking, and it seemed at least 3 per mile they had these obelisks on the side of the road, and there were clearly some kind of device looking down at the
unidirectional antenna that's there to pick up your Easy Pass.
Yeah, and then I
always wondered what those things were for. They're ominous 1984 Orwellian devices.
That's why I described them as obelisks.
They should be like, yeah, I don't know. They would only be crazier looking if they were suspended from a drone. I mean, that's weird. But if you keep an eye out for me, because you're going down the road, things are up on sticks, no big deal, right? But they're weird.
Well, that's why. So I started doing a little bit of research, and I found out exactly what you were saying there, Chris, that they are using them for traffic pattern learning and, you know, probably using them to coordinate with the police whenever. That way they'll know where the best speeding locations are to stake out.
Yep.
So when they want to do a crackdown, they know the best areas where people are more likely to speed. And that's, you know, that's one of the times when they'll put five, you know, 10 cruisers down past a row of trees and then just start pulling people over.
This has been my contention all along with police officers, that they aren't there to keep us safe with the speed limits and that whole thing, but that in fact they're revenue enforcement agents. And if they went ahead and just gave people tickets every time they broke the speed limit, then like you say, Chris, they'd stick with the speed limit, and they'd go to their county commissioners and their state legislature and they say these speed limits are too low. But right. Instead, when, you know, oh, I get caught going over the limit, I guess it's my fault.
Yeah.
And let's not forget that it's it's dangerous to have a police officer pulling people over to the side of the road. Cops are killed on the road every year. We never get to hear about, who gets rammed into from being on the side of the road, how many accidents are created because flashing lights are going on and people are rubbernecking. I can tell you I've seen two just as a volunteer firefighter at accidents because people won't pay attention to driving and they look at what we're doing.
I want to go to the Skype here. We've got the pizza dude on the line, or pizza guy from North Dakota. You're on. Go ahead.
All right. I want to kind of recap a topic I brought up when Mark wasn't around, which was a bit of a mistake, and hoping we could maybe get deep into it tonight.
All right.
So I guess to kind of recap the topic, I really liked that after I listened to the whole conversation myself on the podcast.
What conversation? Yeah. What are we talking about?
Yeah. So what I like to it's about what should you vote for? Right, so if we take for granted that voting is something that ought to be done, what ought to be voted for is the big question.
When you ask that question, do you mean like what are the reasons one should vote, or because normally you're voting for people, right? Like, well, I guess I don't understand what you're saying.
Yeah, by what criteria do you choose the people which you vote for? Right, so obviously, if you're voting, you're probably going to be voting for a lesser of two evils. That's almost a granted.
It's right. Common, but I tend to try to avoid doing that personally. If I don't really feel motivated,
if you're voting for a person, you're voting for the lesser of two evils.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's sometimes there's some really principled people running here in New Hampshire.
They're still going to vote one time the way you don't want them to
probably
vote.
Probably true.
And so therefore, they are the lesser of two evils.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever voted for anything. I vote against things.
Hmm.
Yeah. Agreed. I do pretty much the same thing. But what you're doing at that point is voting against the greater evil.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay. And so what I really like doing was breaking it down to numbers so we're not thinking about people. And so let's just, so it's numbers and we can think about it rationally. Let's call status quo 100 violence or 100 badness or whatever. With the principle of harm reduction, obviously it would be irrational if the only choice, the only viable option out there to vote for was a bunch of 95s. But there is a 50 out there. Obviously, if you are going to cast a vote, you'd want to cast and support a 50 out there, right?
All right, stand by. We'll let you come back here and continue in a moment. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.